Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, bring it up, Jake. Let's go. Welcome to the final hour of You Better You Bet, otherwise known as the Power Hour. Femi Ebefe hanging out with PJ Glasser. PJ's been doing an awesome job filling in for Nick Kostos. Nick will be back with us on Sunday for You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, 11 to 1 o'clock Eastern, getting you ready for the Sunday slate in week 14 of the National Football League. But we've had an awesome 3 hours, a fun 3 hours on the program. If you've been hanging with us here on this Friday, hopefully we've made your end of the work week much better, as it's been a good hang here on the show through the first 3 hours, and it's going to be a great hang over the final hour, because guess what? We have a lot of bets, and we will get to the National Football League coming up in 20 minutes, all 12 games of the Sunday slate. Obviously, we'll hear from our guy Brad Evans, as he'll give us some bets in college basketball, but let's go ahead and drop that college football music, Jake. Let's get that fight song and get back to the conference title games that we have here on the Saturday slate. If you missed it in the last segment, make sure you check it out in podcast form. We went through the group of five games. PJ gave out his favorite bet, which is coming to you from Conference USA. We're not going to spoil it here. You got to check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. But PJ, let's get to the big boys, and we'll start in the Big 12. A lot of eyeballs will be on Jerry World between number 11 BYU and number 4 Texas Tech. And looking at the point spread right now, you got the Red Raiders, 12.5-point favorites. Might be headed towards 13. We'll see by the time we get to kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Total at 49.5. How do you see this game playing out with BYU needing to win to punch their ticket to the CFP?
I think the angle that I like in this game is BYU first half at +7. We know there's a lot riding on this game, certainly for Miami, Notre Dame, Alabama potentially. So wouldn't it just be college football, like, for BYU to maybe keep this game close early? You know, maybe Texas Tech to struggle a little bit. The Red Raiders have just been so good against the number. I mean, they can't set numbers high enough for them not to cover. They're 11-1 ATS this season. Every game that their quarterback, Baron Morton, has played this season, they have won by at least 22 points. The only game he hasn't played this year, they lost to Arizona State. So when he's been in there, they've been winning, they've been covering spreads, and they've been mashing people. And they did that to this BYU team when they played in early November. But BYU, I think it's helped them a lot, Femi, that they have already seen Texas Tech play. The talent between Texas Tech and the rest of these teams in the Big 12 is night and day, especially defensively. The D-line, the linebacker play is really, really good. I think BYU is going to have a tough time scoring, but I think their defense is going to be able to hold their own early in the game. I like the fact we're getting that key number of 7 in what I think is going to be a low-scoring game. And BYU, you know, when you get these kinds of games where Texas Tech definitely wants to win, they're going to be trying for sure, but BYU's got nothing to lose. They're playing with house money, and I think all of us fully expect that if they don't win this game, they're going to be left out of the playoff. I would expect BYU to kind of run some trick plays, you know, like empty the playbook a little bit, let it fly. Because in that first meeting, like we were talking about with Colin Wilson earlier, it was kind of vanilla, man. They just tried to line up, smash Texas Tech in the face, run inside zone, use Bear Bachmeyer. Like, you're not beating Texas Tech that way. So different game plan, different philosophy, giving them some early different looks, I think helps them cover that first half number. And then I want to get out of there because I worry about Texas Tech maybe getting a late score to cover the game. So I think Texas Tech wins. I think they probably cover, but I do like BYU first half plus 7.
Yeah, this is the matchup I've been waiting for all season. And I talked about this with UPJ earlier this past summer before the season started. I said Texas Tech is going to win the Big 12 because Texas Tech is way better than the rest of the conference. And they invested in the trenches. And I think this being a mismatch in the trenches is why Texas Tech is going to roll on Saturday. I'm laying the 12.5. I think the Red Raiders just have way too much talent. Like, if we go back and watch that game against BYU, if Texas Tech was efficient in the red zone, it might have been 48-7 instead of just 29-7. Like, I think Texas Tech, if they can get the red zone figured out, this will be a blowout. And I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Yes, BYU's desperate. Yes, they're feeling good because Kalani Sitake re-upped and decided to stay home as opposed to going to Penn State. None of it's going to matter because the Red Raiders are on a mission. This is one of the best teams in the country. And just because they play in the Big 12, not many people have been paying attention. Not many people have been talking about them. We're all talking about Ohio State, Indiana, Bama, Georgia, Notre Dame. No, Texas Tech is right up there close to the top of these teams. I think Texas Tech is getting ready to go on a run in the CFP. I love Tech. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm laying the 12.5. I think they roll. They win this one by 20 plus. I think Texas Tech is that much better than BYU, and we're going to see it play out down there in Jerry World. So you're going with BYU first half. I like Texas Tech in the full game, laying the 12.5. Now let's get to Atlanta. Cannot wait for this one. We have a doozy on our hands in the SEC title game. Georgia against Alabama, where if there's a team that Kirby Smart has struggled with in his career, it's been the Tide. Whether it's Saban, DeBoer, for some reason Kirby Smart can't seem to get over Alabama. They are a 2.5-point favorite. That is Georgia. Total 47.5. How are you betting this game between Bama and Georgia? It seems like Bama's in, but I think they want to go ahead and make sure that they put their own destiny in their hands and win this game as opposed to waiting for the committee to call their name on Sunday.
No question. Yeah, a couple of different bets I like in this game. First off, the over, 47.5. I think that's too low. Both defenses have been playing very well as of late. Georgia's been a lot better here recently. Bama's has been really good the last 4 weeks or so. But I think the difference between these teams right now and the perception around them and why Georgia's favored in this game is how the offenses have played as of late. Since these teams met all the way back in late September, Georgia's offense has been much better. While Bama's, it felt like, has kind of struggled, especially in the second half. They really don't score too many points. Jam Miller, their running back, likely not going to play tomorrow. We know Ryan Williams is banged up. He really hasn't been contributing. But Femi, I've watched so many of these games, especially in the SEC title game, and it doesn't matter whether it's Bryce Young or it's Jalen Milroe or it's Mac Jones, it's Tua, it's Jalen Hurts. There's something about this game where Bama sees Georgia on the other side, the quarterback just plays well, man. And I thought even in that first matchup, Ty played pretty well against Georgia. And like you said, if there's one team Kirby struggles with, it is the Tide. So I think we get some points because these games tend to be higher scoring. And I think right now the total is set because of what the metrics are telling them. But this game, I think you almost have to throw it out the window a little bit. As for the spread, I think it's a great game to bet live. And Colin Wilson was talking about this earlier, but I would wait for like Georgia plus 3 or a Bama plus 7, plus 7.5. I think you're going to get one of those numbers, if not both, maybe, throughout the game. and that's the way I would bet it. 2.5 feels about right. I don't want to pick a side either way. I think it's a great game to bet live. And then for those out there that can bet player props in college, I would look at Jeremy Bernard over 58.5 receiving yards. He's one of the most underrated receivers in college football. You can't run on Georgia, and Bama's really not going to try and want to run to begin with because they're banged up at running back. So I think they lean on Ty in that passing game, and Bernard's going to be the guy that he's looking for. So over 58.5 receiving yards for him as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this game because like the point spread, I think, is indicating that we're going to be in for a really competitive football game. If I had to bet it, and I'm probably going to bet this just because like it's a big game, it's a standalone game, and I want somebody to sweat on it. I'd be on the side of the Crimson Tide. Like, I like Alabama. That's what I've been saying all week long. Alabama is the side for me. Clearly, I'm not alone since this was 2.5, getting close to 3, and now we're down to as low as 1.5. So there's a lot of interest here coming in on Alabama. Do I want to bet plus 110 on the money line? If I'm forced to tomorrow afternoon, I'll do it. But let's just wait, because I think that there's going to be some support for Georgia, given the fact that Georgia's looked really good. Alabama's coming off of a scary win over Auburn that the committee apparently wants to give them all the credit for. Like, I think you're going to see some Georgia money come in tomorrow to where maybe, just maybe, we can get this back up to 2.5, whatever, and potentially get like a plus 120 on the money line. But I will have Alabama money line prior to kickoff in this game. I think the Tide win this one, and Kirby loses to Alabama once again, and Alabama gets a bye week in the college football playoff. All right, let's go to the night slate for tomorrow. The ACC title game, Duke against number 17 Virginia. Duke has the potential to be the spoiler for the ACC. If Duke wins, there's a good chance that maybe the ACC just gets left out in general. Virginia, though, a win and they're in. They're a 4.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. Totals 57.5. How do you see this playing out in Charlotte between the Blue Devils and the Cavaliers?
Duke's my favorite bet tomorrow. I think they cover and I think they win. Duke for me has been a pretty simple handicap all year. When they're a favorite, I can't stand them, and I never want to bet them. They're just a terrible bet as a favorite. They've lost 5 games this year. 3 of those have been as favorites, against Tulane, against Northwestern, and against Georgia Tech and Virginia, who they lost to the first time around in Tulane. Mm. And then their other 2 losses, Femi, were games where it was like a tight point spread. You know, early on in the year, Illinois came to Durham and they were only like a 3-point favorite, and that was a fishing line.
Yeah, that was a gross game.
And Illinois blew them out. Like, that's what Duke is. When they're a favorite or it's like a fishy line, they never play well and they're never the side. But in these kinds of games, when everybody is picking against them and people is telling you how bad they are, those are the kind of spots where you want to back them. I'm not really sold yet on this Virginia team. Femi, you know I love me a good narrative bet, right? Mm-hmm. Can't you already see it play out where Duke helps the Dukes get into the playoff? And I think that's what we're getting on Saturday night. So give me the Blue Devils.
Duke helps the Dukes. You got PJ Glasser
itself,
here.
Femi, I'm just saying.
He's out here doing stuff for Page Six and on the back page in New York. I mean, all right. It's chaos. It's chaos. And we get 2 group of 5 teams. And if that happens, best believe there are going to be people crying about 2 G5 teams being in the CFP. And I'm sure there'll be a change that's made as early as next year so this never happens ever again. Yes. I'll root for that, though. I'm not going to bet the game, but I'm going to root for Duke. I'm going to root for chaos. And every time I've watched Virginia, I think the team is fraudulent as hell. So I don't want to see them in the college football playoff either, even though Duke's going to get blown out. Although Duke's not going to make it. So that's all good. We don't have to watch Duke, and maybe they can take Virginia out of there. All right, that's the ACC. Let's get to the big one. The Big Ten, Indiana, Ohio State. Point spread has the Buckeyes 4-point favorites at BetMGM, but there's a couple 4.5s that are out there. Total is at 47.5. I like the total with this one, PJ. I'm on the under. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game because I think both of these defenses might be a little bit better than the offenses here. But how do you see this one playing out between the Hoosiers and the Buckeyes? Heisman Trophy also up for grabs in this game as well.
Been trying to figure out a way to bet this game all week. When it opened up at 5.5, I thought I was going to be on Ohio State. I thought there was a chance this could close at like 6.5, 7. And then it went the other way, and Indiana was taking money, and it went to 4.5, and now it's at 4. And as we've starting to get closer and closer to kickoff, Femi, I think I lean towards Indiana if I had to make a bet, but my play is betting them in the first quarter, +0.5 against Ohio State. I question just kind of how motivated Ohio State in this game is in this game. As crazy as that is to say, because it's one versus two, you have a chance to win a Big Ten title game. I think the Michigan win means way more to them than this game does.
Agreed.
If they lose, they know they're still a top four seed. So at the end of the day, it's great to go undefeated. It's great to win a Big Ten title game. But every Ohio State fan would tell you they would have rather beaten Michigan than win the Big Ten championship. I think the players and the coaches feel the same way, whereas Indiana is treating this like their Super Bowl. So I think that's why you've kind of seen some Indiana money come in. And the point I was making on Tuesday when we were talking about this game, Femi, I think Indiana's been prepping for this game for 3 weeks, right? They had Purdue in rivalry week. The week before that was their bye. So you know in their bye, they're probably watching Ohio State film. Purdue week, they're probably watching Ohio State film, and now obviously this week as well. I think there's a lot of things going for Indiana. So I like them in the first quarter plus a half. I think they get off to a good start, and I think they got a good shot of winning that game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating game because the Big Ten was not the strongest this year. Like, Oregon was pretty solid. Ohio State and Indiana, obviously really good teams. Penn State fell off. Michigan, they're kind of just okay. So it wasn't a great conference. So it's kind of like a feeling out process, I think, early on in this game. This almost feels like a bowl game to me in that sense, where it's like, how do these two teams really match up together? We're not going to know until we actually see it. But to me, I think the under is the play. I think these defenses are going to come out swinging, and I think offensively you might see these teams look to maybe keep a little bit in the holster, knowing that there's bigger fish to fry later on in the college football playoff. This would be awesome in Indiana. This would be a hell of a season if they could win the Big Ten, and if they win this game, you know Fernando Mendoza is going to win the Heisman Trophy. So like, that's a lot of motivation here for the Hoosiers. But for Ohio State, I mean, like, they're worried about the national title. Michigan, national title. And maybe even in that order for the Buckeyes, to be quite honest. But like, that's where their priorities are, not necessarily with the Big Ten title game. So to me, feels like an under, even though it's indoors and the conditions will be perfect at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. All right, on the other side, we'll give out some college basketball bets, but also running down the slate for week 14 in the National Football League. Don't go away. The Power Hour rolling along here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet. Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, Power Hour rolling along here on a Friday. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Brad Evans of BetMGM Tonight to get his favorite bet of the evening. But let's waste no more time here, PJ, because we do have some college basketball that we have to get to before we start to tackle the NFL Week 14 Sunday slate here. And I know Mike Brown has the glorious slate up for tonight. The Music City Madness in Nashville between the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the Kentucky Wildcats. And right now over at BetMGM, you have Gonzaga as a 5.5-point favorite, total 159.5. I laid it with the Zags. There's some fives that are out there. Make sure to shop around. The difference between 5 and 5.5 is pretty big. So lay the 5 if you can find it. That's what I bet. I think Gonzaga's just too much for this team. And also Gonzaga's coming off a rather embarrassing performance against Michigan in Vegas during Feast Week here. So I think Gonzaga bounces back nicely in Nashville against a Kentucky team that just doesn't seem to have that high of a ceiling. So give me the Zags laying the 5. PJ, any thoughts on this game? And any thoughts on the games that we have on Saturday, which is a pretty big slate headlined by Iowa State, Purdue, and Duke and Michigan State?
Yeah, I'm with you on Gonzaga tonight. I would also lay the 5.5 with them. I think the Zags are one of the better teams in the country. I know Michigan smoked them by 40, but Michigan, I mean, they are looking like a runaway train right now. The Zags are just, they're a good defensive team this year, which is just not very Mark Few-like. You know, they're normally great on offense and hit or miss on defense. Great defensive team, and I think Kentucky's going to struggle tonight putting up points, even though it'll be a home game there in Nashville for Kentucky. But I'm with you. I like Gonzaga in that game. As for tomorrow, I like Sparty on the money line against Duke. That game's about a pick 'em. It's at the Breslin Center. Michigan State's defense is really good. Top 5 in the country. And Duke going on the road like that in a hostile environment, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a close game. I trust Michigan State to find a way to win it at the end, so I'll go there. I'll take Indiana plus 5.5 against Louisville. Indiana lost outright to Minnesota midweek as a 10.5-point favorite. I think they were looking ahead to this game. And I think Indiana's live to win that game. So I'm going to take them plus the points. I'm going to take a money line as well. And then a couple late night games that I like tomorrow. I'm going to take Tennessee on the money line against Illinois. I just think Tennessee's lost 2 straight. It's a tough spot for Illinois to get a Tennessee team off 2 straight losses. I think it's going to be close. The Volunteers find a way to win that game at the end. And then I like Auburn plus the points tomorrow at Arizona. Auburn's just been one of these teams the last couple years. These non-conference games, they've been really strong. Again, I know you look at the Michigan game, throw that out the window. St. John's they beat, Houston they lost by 2. I think that's going to be a close game tomorrow night. So I like Auburn plus the points as well.
All right, those are our college basketball bets for tonight and tomorrow night. To me, I'm just rolling with Gonzaga. I'll do a little bit more work on the Saturday slate there. Michigan State does seem like a pretty good spot to be back in Sparty Party against the Blue Devils after Duke just beat Florida earlier this week at Cameron Indoor Stadium. All right, with that being said, let's go ahead and get to the National Football League. But before we can do that, Jake, drop down that Mario music as we tackle the Sunday slate in the NFL. PJ, let's get to week 14 in the NFL, and we'll begin in the Meadowlands between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. Right now, Miami is a 3-point favorite over at BetMGM. Total 41.5. How are you betting this AFC East clash that has 0 playoff implications?
Now that we're up to 3, I think I like the Jets again as a home dog. Second meeting between these two teams. That time of the year, it's December and MetLife, Tua and the Dolphins out in the elements. You know, the offense not going to be quite as crisp. And the Jets have actually played pretty decently here as of late. They started to win a couple games. They played the Ravens pretty tough. So their defense is starting to play a little better. And I like Tyrod better backing the Jets than I do when Justin Fields is out there. So now that you're giving me the 3, I'll take the Jets as a home dog.
I'm with you. It's only the New York Jets in this game. Tua laying points in the cold. Get out of here with that nonsense. That's not going to fly. So to me, gangrene plus three. I think the Jets also are pretty rallied behind Aaron Glenn and what they have going heading into 2026. Whereas Miami, I mean, we all know how this ends. It ends with Mike McDaniel getting his walking papers on Black Monday. So the Jets plus three for me against the Miami Dolphins. All right, let's move on to Baltimore, where your Ravens, 6-point favorites against the Pittsburgh Steelers. First place in the AFC North on the line. Totals at 43. Lamar Jackson is good to go from an injury standpoint after the Pittsburgh Steelers. The rookie Derek Harmon, he has been ruled out. Kyle Duggar is out on the back end in the secondary. But the big news, though, Lamar is fine and will be playing. Might be compromised, but he'll at least be out there. You liking your Ravens laying the 6, PJ?
No chance. I'm not touching the spread. It would only be Pittsburgh for me. In a game like this where I think a lot of people expect to be low scoring, first to 20, I think this is going to be your classic Ravens Steelers field goal type game. So if I had to bet it, I'd look Pittsburgh. My favorite bets, though, in this game, Femi, I call this a DHO game, Derrick Henry overs. We're going over the rushing yards. We're going over the rushing attempts. Over 85.5 rushing yards, over 19.5 rushing attempts. They got to feed the king in this game. The best the Ravens have looked against the Steelers in the last 7 years was in the playoff game last year in the wild card round, and that's because they ran the ball with Derek and Lamar. You just watched the Buffalo Bills last Sunday run the ball down their throat. Their defense, the Steelers' defense, was on the field for 75 plays. They're tired. They're beaten up. They can't stop the run. And Lamar hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in the last 3 games. We know he's not right. He's not healthy. Lean on Derrick Henry. So, I mean, as much as I hate John Harbaugh, he can't be this idiotic. Like, run the freaking ball with Derrick Henry, please. Over rushing attempts, over rushing yards, and let's win the damn game.
Absolutely love it. And here I thought DHO meant dribble handoffs, and it's Derrick Henry overs. For those of you out there keeping score at home, I will not be betting this game. I'm going to stay away from this one. Like, to me, like, from a numbers standpoint, I think you could actually make the argument for Baltimore, but I'm not going to do it. I need to see Lamar Jackson play a full game and look like himself before I ever entertain laying this many points with the Baltimore Ravens. And we all saw the Steelers. They suck. So it's a complete pass for me in the AFC North, and I guess I'm rooting for a tie since I bet the Cincinnati Bengals to win the division. That's here nor there. All right, let's go down to Atlanta. Battle of the Birds between the Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. Seattle, a 7-point favorite, total 44.5. The big injury news with this game, no Drake London for the Atlanta Falcons. He will miss yet another game. So no London. James Pierce is listed as questionable. Seattle has a pretty clean bill of health. I thought about betting the Falcons early in the week, but I wanted Drake London to play in the game. Because he's not playing, I think I'm going to pass this one, PJ. How do you bet this game between the Seahawks and the Falcons?
I think the Seahawks are a great teaser leg this week. I teased the -1 with another game on the board that we'll talk about later, but I think they're a good teaser leg. I would just bet the Falcons team total under, Femi. It's at 17.5 on BetMGM. I really like that number, especially now with London being out of the lineup. You can't run the ball on Seattle, and Kirk Cousins can't throw it. So how are they moving the ball in this game? Unless we have one of those Darnold 3 or 4 interception games that put them in good field position, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I think as long as they take care of the ball, play field position, I mean, that defense is just way too good, and they have been so good on the road ever since Mike McDonald has taken over as head coach. I just think it's a brutal matchup for Atlanta and for Kirk Cousins. So Falcons team total under 17.5 would be my play.
Yeah, so going with the Falcons team total under. Once again, no bet for me between the Falcons and the Seahawks. Let's head on over, though, to Western New York, where we should have some weather in this game. It's not like we might get some snow in this one, but maybe we get points as well looking at the total. But the Bengals taking on the Buffalo Bills. A lot of injury news with this game. T. Higgins has cleared the concussion protocol he is in. Trey Hendrickson will miss yet another game with that back injury. On the Buffalo side, no Joey Bosa, no Terrell Bernard. Josh Palmer is listed as doubtful, but they may be getting back Dalton Kincaid, their best pass catcher for that offense. Bills now 6-point favorites, total 53. What do you like between Cincy and Buffalo?
I laid it with the Bills at 5.5. I still like it at 6. Anything under a touchdown, I think, is a good number. I know the Bills have been a very up-and-down team this season. As soon as you think they're going to turn the corner, they lay an egg. As soon as they lay an egg and you think they're going to fall apart, they come back with an impressive win. So after what they did last week against the Steelers, maybe you would think, oh, they're going to struggle against Cincinnati. But I don't think so, Femi, because the Bills, they're just going to run the ball on Cincinnati, unlike the Ravens did. Mm. I think too much is being made off of the Thanksgiving game of Cincinnati being back. I really think that game was all about Baltimore. If Likely doesn't fumble and Zay Flowers doesn't get called for the push-off, that's a completely different game. And it's called a completely different way. Both teams the rest of the way. It just completely changes the game. After that, Lamar started forcing. They abandoned the run. All those kinds of things. Felt like a Ravens playoff game, right? So, Buffalo, they're good at home. That Bengals defense is still so bad. They can't stop anybody. They'll lean on James Cook. I think Allen plays well. And I think the Bills are just too much for the Bengals. So I laid it with Buffalo.
We will be Oppo Taco, PJ. I am taking it with the Cincinnati Bengals. Have not placed the bet yet. I want to see if we can get 6.5. We'll never get it to 7, but maybe we get to 6.5. But I will be betting 6 or better with Cincinnati. I hear you, and I agree. Like, the Bills' run game is going to run all over the Cincinnati Bengals. But I think last week on Thanksgiving, that was the game for Joe Burrow to knock off the rust. And you saw it. He didn't look like the classic Joe Burrow. He's going to look like it on Sunday. Because this Bills defense also was very suspect. And I think they are getting propped up a little bit too much after playing a horrendous offense last week that set football back probably multiple decades in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, T. Higgins is now back in the fold. Cincinnati just has a different swagger when they have Joe Burrow on the field. And I think they can sense it. They look at their division and say, why can't we run down the Steelers? Why can't we run down the Ravens? We just beat the Ravens. I think the Bengals give you a playoff-worthy effort. And if Joe Burrow's giving you a playoff for the effort and he's catching 6, the smart thing to do is to bet the Cincinnati Bengals. So that's what I'm doing. I'm rocking with the Bengals. I think the Bengals win the game outright. They pull off the upset, and we will be having an AFC North conversation on Monday when the Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills. So I'm on Cincinnati, you're on Buffalo. We will be Oppo Taco in the early window. Now to a game that's not as fun or exciting. The Tennessee Titans and the Cleveland Browns. Cam Ward versus Shadur. The draft workout buddies. Here we go. As the Titans are catching 4. Never thought I'd see Shadur Sanders laying 4 points in the NFL. But hey, that's how bad Tennessee has been so far this year. Total is at 33.5. Jack Conklin, Wyatt Teller, the right side of the Browns offensive line is out. Mason Graham listed as questionable, but he said he's good to go and will be playing for Tennessee. Lloyd Cushenberry, their starting center, he has been ruled out. So injuries along the offensive line for both of these teams. How are you betting Tennessee and Cleveland?
How many points would you need to bet the over in this game? If I gave you 23.5, would you bet the over?
I mean, yes, I would. I would. I got my hem in and on. I would bet over 23.5.
14-10 get us there?
Exactly. It gets you home.
It does. So I'm not doing anything with the total. I haven't played the game, Femi. I think I'm going to money line parlay the Browns with something else on the board, maybe like the Seahawks or with a teaser of something else. But I like the Browns to win. I just don't know how Tennessee scores. I don't. And the Browns special teams is so bad. And maybe Shador makes a mistake that puts him in good field position. But I really thought Tennessee's opportunity to like cover a game or win a game outright, pull off an upset, was the Jags game last week. God, that offense is just, they do nothing well. And now enter a great defense, especially when they're at home. I don't know how they score more than 10 points in this game. So as long as the Browns get to 14, I think they win. I think that's a magic number for Cleveland. Get to 14, I think you win. I think they do that. So I'll take the Browns on the money line.
Is there a case to lay the 4 with Cleveland? I think there might be. Like, it sounds insane that like, hey, I'm going to lay points with Shador Sanders in his third start in his career. Like, it sounds ridiculous to say out loud, but like you said, how is Tennessee scoring? And I do think Cleveland should be able to at least score somewhat. I mean, Cleveland could score 7 and they might cover 4. you know?
Yeah. Like,
they might be 7-0. or you might push on 7-3. Like, I didn't think that I was going to bet this game, but the more I think about it and hearing you talk about this one, and I agree with everything you had to say about the Titans, I think I might lay 4 with Cleveland and Shedeur Sanders, because Myles Garrett is not going to let the Tennessee Titans and Cam Ward score points in this game. Myles Garrett might break the single season sack record in this game. Like, get ready for that. Like, if you're watching Red Zone, hey, Scott Hansen's going crazy because, oh, Myles Garrett's one sack away. Like, this might happen in this game. So we might see history, and I might make history as the only person that is willingly laying 4 with Shedeur Sanders in the NFL. But a small bet on Cleveland for me, because I want some action in the early window. All right, on the other side, we still have some more games to get to from the early window, so we'll have to cruise a little bit after visiting with our buddy Brad Evans. But we have the Commanders and the Vikings. Jaden Daniels is back. Saints, Bucks, Colts, Jags, and all the big late window games and Sunday Night Football, capping it off with the Texans and the Chiefs. It's all coming at you to wrap up the Friday edition of You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on the final segment of You Better You Bet. Femi Ebefe, PJ Glasser. We, of course, presented by BetMGM. Want to go ahead and let the folks know about some cool promotions that you can take advantage of starting tonight if you're betting college football. Our friends at BetMGM are making sure that no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And also, shout out to the crew that we had on the show today. Show went by fast. I hope everybody had as much fun watching and listening as we had fun wagertaining on this Friday. But shout out to our guy Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addie Bates, and also shout out to the three guests that we had on the program: Colin Wilson at the Action Network, Frank Schwab with Yahoo Sports, and Anthony DeBundo on The Ringer, who for some reason wants to bet on England to win the World Cup. We will revisit such things in the summer of 2026. But after us here on You Better You Bet, stick around, because the good times keep rolling along here on the BetMGM Network. It's from 7 to 11 Eastern, BetMGM Tonight, with our buddy Pat Boyle and our guy who's joining us right now like he does each and every weekday, Brad Evans. Brad, hello. Happy Friday. How we doing, buddy?
Hola, amigos, to everybody except one, Pickens, comma, George.
Yeah, dude, we're done with George Pickens. Yeah, that is the last George Pickens reference on the show today, this Friday, until he redeems himself next Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. What's your favorite bet for the weekend, whether tonight, tomorrow, or on Sunday? Because we have a hell of a sports weekend.
I'm not exaggerating. I think I have roughly 65 tickets open across the smorgasbord of sports betting goodness. Naturally, majority of that is in the NFL market. So let me give you my favorite player prop. NFL week number 14. That's right, Bono. It actually applies. I'm going to go with getting down with my guy, Chase Brown. Yum, yum, yum. Glug, glug, glug. The maple syrup there for those of you seeing it on the screen. The pride of whole Canada. I'm going to take the over on 12.5 rush attempts against the Buffalo Bills. He is going to be the point of emphasis in the offensive schematics of Zach Taylor in the Cincinnati Bengals. Why? Well, the Buffalo Bills have been atrocious defending the run for the entire season. They have the second worst, according to Roush EPA, defensive numbers over the last 5 weeks, and they have the third worst over the entire season. They're giving up 4.96 yards per carry the last five games. Just to the running back position, six running backs have had at least 13 balls to the belly against them this year. Again, I think Cincinnati's got a puncher's chance in this game. I think they're going to be highly competitive. Chase Brown has gone for at least 13 rush attempts in three straight games. He gets to that threshold yet again. I'm cashing in at plus 105, little baby. See this, Matt and Juice, Sarah Femi at BetMGM. Bar none, my favorite bet of the weekend.
He gets those shoulders going. It starts to get freaky on a Friday. Brad, we appreciate it. Have a great show. You and Pat Boyle, 7 to 11 Eastern, here on the BetMGM Network. Be well, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Two-leg parlay in college hoops tonight. Drake, I love the Drake, on the money line, and Gonzaga on the money line, plus 140. I'm out!
It is a freaky Friday on BetMGM Tonight. Make sure you stick around, 7 to 11 Eastern, Brad Evans and Pat Boyle. And with that, let's go ahead and get back to that Mario music and get back to the National Football League, as we have the Washington Commanders and the Minnesota Vikings, PJ. At one point last week, we thought this might be our guy Max Brosmer versus Marcus Mariota. Jaden Daniels is back. Nine is back in J.J. McCarthy, as the Washington Commanders are laying 1.5 at BetMGM, total 44. What do you like in this game in the Twin Cities?
If Mariota plays again this season, Femi, we're going to need a Mariota sounder from Collinsworth.
we can get
that, which would be fantastic. I don't know what to do in this game, to be honest with you. I kind of hate it. I'm in a pool where I have to pick every week, every game against the spread in the NFL, and I got to rank them 1 to 16 confidence. This was my one. I have no idea. You could convince me either way. Daniels is back. How effective is he going to be? Is McCarthy going to be able to do anything against that offense? I mean, does it even matter who's playing quarterback? It's a mess. If I had to bet anything, it would probably be the under, I think, would be the play in the game. But I don't even love that, to be honest with you, Femi. So I'm staying away.
It's a complete pass for me. Good luck to everyone betting this game. PJ, we got a cruise. How about in the NFC South? Saints at the Buccaneers. We have Mike Evans is out. Tristan Wirfs is listed as questionable for New Orleans. Talese Fuaga is out. Alvin Kamara and Justin Reed also out. But Chris Olave will play, as Tampa's laying 8.5, total 41.5.
As Addy Bates knows, the New Orleans Saints always, always, always play Tampa tough. They always do. This was always Brady's toughest opponent. 8.5's too many. I like the Saints.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get there. Like, if Evans is not going to play in this game, I feel like it might be justified. But if he plays, I mean, let's see. I'm passing this game. There's no point for me. Maybe we tease Tampa Bay. I'll figure that out by the time we get to the weekend. All right, let's go to Jacksonville and Duval. the Colts and the Jaguars right now. Sauce Gardner, of course, is out for Jacksonville. Walker Little out on the offensive line. Parker Washington, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, all questionable. Indy laying 1.5, total 46.5. Massive game. Winner will be in first place in the AFC South.
Favorite teaser leg of the week, and maybe one of my favorites the entire season, Jags plus 7.5. The Colts have not won in Jacksonville since 2014. 10 straight L's. Maybe they win. It's not going to be by more than 7. I'll tease the Jags up to plus 7.5 and pair them with the Seahawks minus 1.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the injury report. If Washington and Little and these guys end up not playing, I'm going to be betting Indianapolis. But if those guys play, I think we're right with Indianapolis being a short road favorite. So check with me on Sunday before I go ahead and place that bet. To the late window in Las Vegas, Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos. Max Crosby ruled in. He says he's going to play in this game. No Michael Mayer for the Las Vegas Raiders. Jamal Adams is questionable. Jeremy Chinn is questionable. Denver a 7.5-point favorite, total 40.5.
This is your upset of the week. Give me the Raiders, plus 325 on the money line. I'll take them on the spread as well. Oh, yeah, Femi. 4 straight wins for Denver by 3 or fewer points. That defense was on the field for 85 plays against Washington on Sunday night. They're going to lose. They got some big games upcoming. Jacksonville, Green Bay, the Chiefs, the Chargers. This is the letdown. This is the look ahead. All those things. Give me the Raiders outright.
PJ Glasser on sicko mode. I am not betting this game, but buddy, have you seen the Raiders?
They're really bad.
No, yes. They suck. They're not just really bad. They suck. Let's get to the NFC North, though, to Lambeau Field, where it will be the frozen tundra. Bears at the Packers, and Green Bay a 6.5-point favorite, total 44.5 for Chicago. Roma Dunze, Tyreek Stevenson ruled out. Jalen Johnson, Kyle Manungai, Noah Sewell, and TJ Edwards all good to go. As for Green Bay, Devontae Wyatt's out. Lucas Van Ness is out. But Jaden Reed might be returning. Haven't seen him since week 2. Listed as questionable, as are Nate Hobbs, Matthew Golden, and Javon Bullard. How are you betting Packers and the Bears?
I like the under 44.5. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Divisional game at Lambeau. Packers defense has been terrific this season on the road. The Bears want to run the football. They've been very effective doing that. It feels like a 23-20, 2016 kind of game to me. So if I had to lean, I'd actually take the Bears plus the points, but my favorite bet's going to be the under 44.5.
Yeah, man, call me square. I don't care. I'm betting the Chicago Bears. And I'm going to wait because there's a chance we may get a 7 over the weekend. And I know people are going to be like, oh, trendy dog. Everyone likes the Bears, blah, blah, blah. No, I just want to look at the matchup and like how these two teams fit together. I think Chicago's running game, especially with Devontae Wyatt out, I think the Bears can control the clock running all over the Green Bay Packers. So this is going to keep this game competitive. Yeah, the Bears defense is a little bit leaky, but at least they're getting their linebackers back. So I think this is going to be competitive. I think Green Bay wins the game, but this to me feels like 24-20. It doesn't feel like 31-21 or whatever you might come up with that has Green Bay covering. I like Chicago plus 6.5. Haven't bet it yet because I want that 7, and we might get that 7 by the time we get to kickoff. All right, let's go down to the desert. Rams at the Cardinals. LA looking to bounce back after that loss to Carolina. They're laying 8.5. Total is at 47.5. PJ, here, what do you like in this NFC West battle?
I like the over 47.5. Zone has been a good over team at home this season. I think both teams are going to be able to score. We know the Rams certainly will. And Brissett's been playing great football. I would lean Cardinals plus 8.5 too. It feels like that's too many points. Arizona's been losing a lot of games, but they've been losing not a lot of points. 3, 4, 5 point games. So I like the over, and I like Cardinals plus 8.5.
Yeah, I know that's one of Nick Costos' handicapping techniques here when it comes to the NFL. Arizona Cardinals in a big point spread game, bet the Arizona Cardinals. They have been really good as big underdogs. I just don't know if I can stomach it because I don't know if the Cardinals are going to get a ton of pass rush on Matthew Stafford. And if they don't, it is going to be bombs away against that Cardinals defense here. So I'm a little bit concerned about this one. I'm going to stay away from that game. Sunday Night Football. Kansas City playoff game, damn near. Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. This will also be a very cold game at Arrowhead Stadium. And the injury report not looking good for the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. Trey Smith, Juwan Taylor, both of them doubtful on the offensive line. They already placed Josh Simmons, their left tackle, on IR. We could be seeing three backup O-linemen against the best pass rush in the league. For Houston, Kamari Lassiter and Woody Marks. Lassiter is questionable, but Woody Marks is good to go. With all that being said, though, PJ, it's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still a must-win game, and it's still at home. I actually think Kansas City is the side for me. I think I'm going to end up laying Kansas City. I have not laid it yet because I want to see if maybe get some Houston money. It goes down to 3, but I will at least lay 3.5 or better at some point before kickoff. I will be against my Houston Texans. What say you?
I'm just going to bet KC on the money line. It's minus 185, but I'm going to lay it. I got no problem. This game is feeling like Lions-Cowboys all over again.
It does.
Everybody was on Dallas.
It does.
Everybody's on Houston. Everybody wanted to back Dallas in an important game, and it went how it normally does. And people are really going to fade the Chiefs in a big game, and we know how that tends to go. I can't do it, Femi. Until they are mathematically eliminated, I can't kill them. Give me Chiefs money line.
Yeah, I think Kansas City wins. I think Kansas City might cover. I think we made a pretty big downgrade in the market from Kansas City. Like, this was supposed to be Chiefs 6.5, and now we're 3.5. And we may even get to 3 before kickoff Sunday night. So it's Chiefs for me. PJ likes the Chiefs on the money line. And that, my friends, is a Friday edition of You Better You Bet. What a show it was. Hope everybody enjoyed it out there as well. For our entire crew, for PJ Glasser, I'm Femi Ebbefe saying good luck with all the bets. College basketball, college football, NFL. Bet responsibly, and let's win some damn money this weekend. On the other side, it's BetMGM Tonight with our good buddy Pat Boyle and Brad Evans here on the BetMGM Network.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.